Good morning. A Friday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Mad Dog, so-called, chosen the ex-Marine to lead the Defense Department, chosen by Donald Trump. He made the announcement at a rally in Ohio yesterday. That's James Mattis, and he says it's the closest thing we have to General Patton, Alan.
Well, I thought about that when I read it. That's extraordinary because, as you know, General Patton had a problem with his temper. Ike knew that this guy could really make a mess. He was intemperate. He cursed out basically the Russians when they were our allies at the time. He slapped the soldier in the face. We all know that. And when the great invasion came, they put him with the inflatables sitting on the side of the road, pretending that he was a commander. But then when they needed him, he was there. So now we have the potential for a Secretary of State who is intemperate. We don't know what's going to happen yet. We do know that we have a Secretary of Defense. It's a huge job. And we have somebody who's known, as you say, Mad Dog or Cowboy. That can either turn out to be very good or very, very bad.
You mentioned conversations with world leaders somewhat inappropriately, and we're seeing articles about, quote, Trump's breezy calls to world leaders and how they're leaving diplomats aghast.
Well, it's a palate changer, a palate cleaner. He's doing what hasn't been done before. We do know that the guys in the striped pants from Foggy Bottom and others have been looked on askance by presidents all along who have liked to conduct their own foreign policy, FDR being one of the great examples of all times. So if, in fact, Trump is picking up the phone and making these personal relationships, it talks to American capitalism and the way that the tycoons have always operated. Whether or not this is going to work, we don't know. But we do know that the people at the State Department have followed rules and regulations in a way that others have not. My sense of it is that Donald Trump does not have a lot of background other than to do business in different countries. And of course, that potential conflict of interest will always be there. But we'll have to wait and see.
A testy exchange during a forum at Harvard yesterday, Alan. It was a debate between Hillary Clinton's director of communication and Mr. Trump's campaign manager, of course, Kellyanne Conway. At one point in the exchange, the Clinton advisor reminded Conway that while they had won the Electoral College, Mrs. Clinton had won the popular vote and that they didn't have a mandate. And the response from Kellyanne Conway was, "We won. Of course we have a mandate."
Well, in some ways, they're, of course, both right. We set up a series of rules, and Trump won under the existing rules. And yet, we have to remember that this country is far from a democracy in many ways. Let me give you some examples. We have the gerrymander, in which legislators are allowed to draw districts in their own image where they cannot lose. That's disgusting, and it's not democracy. And it is the rules. So that's why we have all these state legislatures like Texas and others changing their lines as soon as they win the legislature so that only they can prevail. That's disgusting. And that's just one example of it. Now, Kellyanne Conway, of course, is going to make the best argument that she can for Donald Trump. And the Clinton campaign manager is able to say, look, this isn't the way that it should be. And I'm getting an awful lot of telephone calls by people who are saying the same thing. Although, as I have pointed out many times, during the election, I was not hearing from an awful lot of them because they all thought that it was a firewall for Secretary Clinton. Look, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. The fact is, we don't really need an electoral college anymore. We can make it a much more democratic system. But that will work for both sides.
President Vladimir Putin, someone who Donald Trump praised during the campaign yesterday, called for cooperation with the new American administration, but took a veiled swipe, this from the Times, at some of Mr. Trump's statements on the campaign trail about nuclear weapons.
Look, this guy is a dictator. There's no two ways about it. They put a veneer over it. He's an ex-KGB colonel. He has fooled presidents before. President George Bush, quote, looked into his eyes and saw a good guy. It turns out he wasn't a good guy. It turns out that he's an adventurous, that he goes into Ukraine, that he is a person who will not be told what he can't do. The idea that there is a cooperative agreement between Putin and Trump could be helpful, obviously. On the other hand, it also could be a bad sign of things to come in that, you know, maybe the Russians were engaged in trying to fix the election so that their friend Trump could be elected. We don't know. We certainly have heard accusations from very high-ranking authorities in the government.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, wonderful listeners, rest up. The great wheel of life will bring us all back together on Monday.
The wheel goes round.